Although it began in September of 1969, when John Lennon told the other Beatles that he was leaving the group, it really didn't end until April 9th, 1970, on this date in the classic rock calendar, when Paul McCartney officially quit the Beatles. The official announcement would be made the next day, and there were a bunch of causes for the Beatles' breakup. It wasn't really a single event, but it was a long transition.
Even though we all wanted it, I mean, we had been working steady for 8 years, and we'd been brothers, and suddenly, like, that was over, and it was like we'd all grown up a little more, and we weren't prepared to put in the time and energy for each other.
They had stopped touring in 1966. Their manager, Brian Epstein, passed away suddenly in 1967. There was conflict in artistic visions. George Harrison and Ringo Starr had both left and come back to the group at various points over the previous 2 years. And all four band members also started working on solo projects. So by 1970, they were all going in their separate ways.
After Brian died, we collapsed. Paul took over, supposedly led us. That was the disintegration.
No, the group had problems long before Yoko came along. Many problems.
We'd come full circle. It was actually kind of a 10-year period, the main thing. Surprisingly short time, really, I thought. We started off in Liverpool, and we wanted to go and be famous, wanted to write a lot of songs and have a lot of success everywhere. And once we'd conquered places like North America and stuff like that, I think we began to feel that we'd done it, and that all we were now going to go into was just do it twice. During the Beatles was the only relationship we really had time for. And we tried other relationships, but you couldn't really compete.
But after a 10-year run as the biggest band in the world, it all ended today when Paul McCartney officially quit the Beatles on this date in 1970, as we celebrate in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Let it be.